Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Until then, let's go to the NFL and talk about Micah Parsons. His podcast, you know, he had it all season long. And he said some interesting things. Was it yesterday? I guess it was yesterday. He had DeAndre Swift on with him, but he also did a solo bit, which is what we're going to hear. But here's Micah talking about some of the things going on with the Cowboys and their disappointing season. Go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah, so he said a lot, and depending on your perspective, Micah may or may not have thrown the Cowboys front office, the Cowboys coaching staff, and his own teammates under the bus. Mm. So first off, you know, Jerry Jones made headlines when he said they're going to go all in on 2024. Well, Micah had some thoughts on that. Take a listen.
We're going all in this year, man. That's what I would hope for. You know, I'm 24 years old. I've been in this league, you know, 3 years, and I kind of seen it all, and I hope that we go all in. I hope that we go out and get the players that we're missing because we didn't do that this year. You know, I hope that we challenge ourselves, become better, and become greater for us.
So the Cowboys, who had 9 All-Pros, apparently are still missing some talent on that roster. It's all right, Micah.
Yeah, here's the problem. He was saying all year that they have enough. A few times before the season, as they were entering the playoffs, he was telling Cowboy Nation, get ready for the Super Bowl parade, right? He said that. We get ready for the Super Bowl. All right, after the Niners whipped them by 32 points even, he said, I think we on their level. Like, he talked like they had enough. And I get it. Maybe you say, well, he saw they didn't. Okay. But he was talking all year long about they had enough. And like you said, Rob G, 9 Pro Bowlers. It looks like you have enough,
Chris.
Y'all just didn't show up.
Not just
9 All Pros. That's bigger than Pro Bowlers, obviously.
So, you know, but he said a lot. He had a long podcast. And then he's responding to some of the critics were saying, hey, you guys got gashed in the run game against Green Bay. Aaron Jones ran roughshod. Why didn't you move over to linebacker and help stuff the run game? Well, Micah had an answer for that one, too. Take a listen.
At the end of the day, we were just outperformed, out-schemed. They had an answer for everything. People saying, well, why didn't you go to linebacker? Because they said you could stop the run. Well, guess what? The packages are in for me to go to linebacker. There's multiple packages, multiple variations. But I can only play what it's called. Whatever they're calling, whoever personnel they're putting on, I'm not putting out personnel. I'm not putting out the calls. Nothing's coming from me. I do see a Super Bowl in my future. I want to be a Super Bowl champion. I challenge anyone to actually go look at the game film and say, did Micah play his heart out? To go out like that at home was completely embarrassing and unacceptable. It took me a while to even be able to show my face in the public.
Well, look, I think we all would believe he played his heart out, but he didn't play particularly well.
Thank you, Chris.
Right? I mean, I don't think anybody's questioning, did you try? They're questioning, why weren't you effective? You're one of the best defensive players in the league, Rob. I think he had one tackle. Yeah, he had two tackles that game. One solo tackle. One QB hit. This is Micah Parsons.
Well, Chris, it's funny you say that because Micah Parsons, as he's been wont to do, you know, decided, hey, I'm going to weigh in on my own performance, right? And obviously it was an embarrassing defensive showing by the Cowboys. He didn't play particularly well. But if you ask him, Micah Parsons wasn't the problem.
I'm at complete peace, you know, yeah, and I say that because I don't think I could have done anything more to try to win that game. And that comes to watching film with the other guys in the room, saying what I'm seeing, being vocal out there on the field. I was completely at peace because I know I don't have no regrets about how I performed or what I put into the game.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That's the podcast, Chris. That's what we want for Micah Parsons. I appreciate it. I got a new name for his podcast. Turn his Micah off. Because we got nothing.
That was a pretty good one.
Chris, 290 and his analysis about himself and his team will get you on the subway because he gave me nothing. We get it. These guys, Chris, they play in the game. I have respect for them. If you want to tell me about what plays are being called and all the other stuff and the intensity and the stuff that went on, I'll buy into that. But to go to these players and think you're going to get honest analysis of them, their friends, their teammates, you're not going to get it. It is a total waste of time. Stop it. If you're going to listen to the podcast and you're going to give these guys numbers, demand that they give you something so that you can listen to it and feel that there's some worth there. There's nothing there. It's a waste of time. I get it. He could have a gazillion downloads because he's Micah Parsons. He plays for the Cowboys. I understand that. He'll have more downloads than I'll ever have, and I'm fine with that. But I'll tell you what you'll get when you listen to the Odd Couple podcast. You'll get an honest analysis of what went on. And then you can make your own judgment of what happened. It won't be one-sided and biased because they're involved. They want to play the game and report on the game. Imagine that. And then his own analysis, Chris. Oh, he played great. You played great? You lost. You were embarrassed. You should have stood up there and said, you know what? Of course I didn't play well. No team I played on would have given up 48 points at home in a playoff game. I have to play better. My teammates have to play better. And we didn't get the job done. Talking about he could sleep at night. Really? I'm so tired of hearing these clips from these podcasts. A total waste of time. All right. I'm telling you the new name of his podcast from here on out. Turn off his Micah.
Well, I like your name for it. Turn off the Micah. That's very clever and well done. I disagree, though, on the content. These dudes are unfiltered. Now, yeah, he was wrong. He played poorly. But getting his honest feel, like, I think he honestly feels that way. And that tells you something, Rob. Why didn't it? A lot of players would go up there and say, you know what? I didn't get it done. I played badly. I got to play better. He didn't do that, which gives you some insight into Micah Parsons. Why didn't you just say, I didn't show up? I didn't get it done. So I disagree with you on these podcasts not having any value. Here's where I'm at on it. My issue is this. Just like I say about Jerry Jones, Rob, and you know this is not new. This is not a reaction to this season. I have been saying for years that Jerry Jones wants the spotlight. Jerry Jones wants, you know, to make news. He wants to be on the talk shows, whether he's actually on it or he's just the topic of conversation or the Cowboys are the topic of conversation. He wants the attention more than he wants a Super Bowl. And Micah Parsons is only following in those footsteps. Micah Parsons doesn't need a podcast. What other player in the league that's that young in any league? And maybe there is somebody. I don't know of them. I'm thinking of the podcast I know of. They're either veterans who have won championships, Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, Draymond Green, or that Paul George hasn't won a championship, but he's a veteran. All right, Kevin Durant's got the boardroom, veteran, championships. And then there are ex-players, KG, Paul Pierce, the knuckleheads, you know, with Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, all the smoke, Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes and all that stuff. But I don't know, and maybe I'm missing it, but I can't count too many. I can't count any that I know of where it's a guy that young, hasn't reached his full potential yet, hasn't won yet, and he's doing a podcast. And Rob, the point is, like Rob G said, he definitely threw the coaching staff under the bus.
Right. He said that it was like, there. Right. Oh, they have packages. They just didn't put
Absolutely.
It on. They didn't run it.
Yep. And we got out-schemed. We got out-prepared. I don't know if he said prepared, but we got out-schemed. He definitely said that. That's the coaches. Now, I don't know if you can argue whether or not he threw his teammates under the bus, like we need to go get more. We didn't have it this year. That's debatable. But he definitely threw the coaches under the bus. I don't think he did it on purpose, but that's the danger. And, Rob, I think Jerry Jones, if Jerry Jones came out tomorrow and said next year, or even on the first day of training camp, and said next year, we are trying to do things differently. We're turning over a new leaf because we are tired of not even being the freaking bridesmaids. We are tired of underachieving. So we're going to do something new. I will not be talking to you this season. This will be the last conversation you have with me until we're being handed that NFC title trophy. If he said that, that would take some pressure off these players. It would clear the air. The culture would be different. And you could go to Micah Parsons and say, Micah, look, I'm not talking to anybody this year because it's all football. And I would like it if you didn't talk. I'm not trying to take money out of your pocket. Heck, I just paid you tens of millions of dollars. But this year, man, let's focus on the football. Once we win that ring, then do all the podcasts you want. He could do that. He can't do that now. You running your mouth after every game, upstaging your coach. You on the radio show locally every Tuesday. So that's my issue with the podcast. Not that he's saying whatever, you know, what the content, but he puts his foot in his mouth too much because he's a young guy. I would have put my foot in my mouth at that age. And so I think that's my issue with it, Rob.
877-99 on Fox. I hear you. I'm just saying, dude, I just couldn't. And I'm different. I'm cut from a different cloth. I'm looking for content, but I'm looking for some context to it. I'm looking for an honest opinion. I don't think you could be honest, Chris, and it has nothing to do with them knowing the game or obviously they're playing in the game, but they can't be honest. They can't because they're compromised. They're in bed with too many people. They're too many friends and too many things. So you ginger about your comments. When you sit down on First Things First, Chris, you know, you're not beholden to anybody.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know that. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
Greg Jennings, we had Greg Jennings on, and I said this to you before, and I'm not going after anybody. There's a lot of guys who I like in this business. But your show right now is the number one show on Fox FS1.
Right.
And have no former athletes.
Right.
That's fact. Right. Chris,
well,
that's
and the
fact.
Number one sports show overall as far as these types of shows, PTI. Michael Wilbon,
no,
Tony Kornhauser.
No, former athletes, all right? And I'm not saying that there's not a place for them.
Right.
Fans don't want to hear everything's great, Chris. That's not what they want to hear.
Well, the ex-players that make it, that really get big.
That's why they hate Charles Barkley.
Right. They're ones that will tell the truth. Absolutely.
They hate Charles Barkley. Why?
Nah, you're right about that, Rob.
I'm being honest.
They'd rather hear a writer or a reporter or, you know, who's just going to be honest and not, you know, wave pom-poms and hold his tongue instead of an ex-player who's just going to say, you know, protect his friends and his coaches. And, you know, the league and all that stuff. So I do agree with you on that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
Coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know what?
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cam Newton has been making some noise. And good for him. You know, I always thought, Rob, and he's not doing it as far as traditional media, but Cam Newton, Rob, I think could clearly have a future if he wanted to, you know, on some broadcast show. He obviously was a star, handsome guy, opinionated, as we'll soon see. I think he could be good if he wants to go that route. But he's doing his own podcast and making some noise with that. And lately he's been talking about Brock Purdy, called him a game manager a few weeks ago. And he doubled down and went even harder recently after they advanced to the Super Bowl. Here's Cam Newton.
I've never said that Brock Purdy was trash. What I did say is Brock Purdy is a game manager. That's not hate. That's just what I feel to be facts. But I still reserve the right to say this. To be labeled a game changer, Brock Purdy has to be the best player on the offensive side of the ball.
Hmm.
And that's not the case.
And who's the best player?
Christian McCaffrey. Man, look, I ain't recanting. And if you really want to just be honest, if you add in a defensive talent and you add in an offensive talent, Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on this team. Okay, cool. Did he have a great game? Yes. Is he been playing out of his mind? Yes. Is he a quarterback that's hot?
Yes.
But he's still the 10th best player on his team.
Where you at on this, Rob?
I mean, Chris, this is, and you know I'm not the biggest, I'm not like some Brock Purdy pom-pom guy, okay? But this again is, and I don't want to get on the soapbox, but this again is
I don't feel like he's giving a honest take because he has skin in the game. And I know he's not a player anymore.
You think there's a little jealousy?
Yeah, I do, Chris. Wow. And I do. And I think that this is what happens because no one ever talked about him in those glowing terms that he's the next Joe Montana or he's the next anybody.
He got a lot of love, though.
I mean, he won an
MVP. But, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Obviously. And I'm saying that it's because of that, Chris, that he feels like, what? This guy, like, I won an MVP. I went to the Super Bowl, you know, but this is before Brock Purdy got there now, right? And all that. And people weren't going gaga over me. I had 35 passing touchdowns and 15 rushing or whatever it was, the number, Chris, right?
Well, it might be, and I'm not going to cut you off, but it also might be Rob that Cam's, what is he, 33? Like, he's not old of age where he obviously feels he should be in the league.
Do you see what I'm saying? I believe that there's a little bit of that. I'm not saying it's straight up all the way. I don't know Cam, Chris, and I don't know his folks. I'm just saying as somebody who's listening, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's interesting.
That's my take.
Cam was a quarterback, same position.
He's got skin
Cam
in the game.
Was obviously a more talented player than Brock Purdy. And Cam was just in the league, 2 years ago?
Right.
It feels like he should still be in the league. Probably feels like he's not getting a
Tom
fair
Brady
shot.
Played till he was 40-something, and Cam's 33 sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
You think he's going to be ready to crown a quarterback? Like, look at the tools that I had.
Russell Wilson's older than Cam.
Think about that.
I believe, Rob, and he's not in the league, but I think people will be a little surprised when they hear this. Let me check it out. I believe RG3 is Cam's a year older than RG3. But that's young. You know, that's young. Cam's 34. Well, let me address what he said. And I think your point, you might be right. I mean, I think that's a fair that's fair speculation.
It's just speculation. That's all it is.
Right. That could be. That's not unfair speculation. First of all, let me say this. If Brock Purdy were the 10th best player on this team, and I don't think he is. I think he's higher. That wouldn't be a shame. Rob, Terry Bradshaw is a Hall of Famer, and he's a legend, right? But I would argue that on those Steelers Super Bowl teams, and this is backed up, this is not opinion. I'm looking at decorated. Who got more accolades? Who made more Pro Bowls, more All-Pro teams? Mel Blunt. More decorated than Terry Bradshaw. Bradshaw did win an MVP, but he only made 3 Pro Bowls. Okay. He was never viewed as like the best quarterback. I mean, I guess that 1 year when he won MVP, but for the most part, he wasn't viewed as the best quarterback in the league. He wasn't viewed as good as Roger Staubach, but Terry delivered in the Super Bowls. And so Mel Blunt, Mean Joe Green, Mike Webster, the center, Jack Lambert, Franco Harris, those guys, and you maybe even Jack Ham. I mean, again, Jack Ham did get more accolades as a linebacker. All those guys have far more, some of them 3 times as many Pro Bowl appearances as Terry Bradshaw. So you could argue, I'm not even throwing in Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, because, you know, that's arguable. But all these guys were more decorated than Bradshaw. And yet, that doesn't stop Bradshaw from being the legend, and it doesn't take anything away from him as a key cog in those 4 Super Bowls. And so there are other quarterbacks you could point to that weren't the best players on their team. Now, Patrick Mahomes, best player on his team. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, probably. You know, he had the injury issues, but no injuries. Those are the best guys on their team. And nobody's saying Brock Purdy's in that class. That also doesn't mean he can't win an MVP. And so I would just say first, that's not a shame that you have good teammates who are more decorated than you and viewed as better than you. There's nothing wrong with that. But I would argue, I think Purdy's probably their fifth or sixth best player. And I would say the best player is Trent Williams, the left tackle. You never heard his name in MVP talk. Obviously, he's an offensive lineman. You're not going to hear that. Second best player, I think, is Fred Warner, linebacker. Third, I can go with McCaffrey. We think he's the best running back in the league this year. And Purdy's not the best quarterback in the league. Fourth, you can, if you want to argue Kittle, tight end, easier position to play, obviously, than quarterback. But if you want to argue Kittle, and then I think you can argue Purdy after that. If you want to say Bosa, Bosa had a little bit of a down year. Still good, but sacks are way down. Almost twice as many sacks last year.
Yeah, yeah. So, not
you know,
the
a little
same.
Bit down, right. So Debo, Rob, you noticed. I said this on our show. A few years ago before his injury, I thought Debo is probably the best football player in the league. But he's had the injuries. He's even, you know, missed some games this year. So you probably put Purdy ahead of him.
You don't even hear his name like
Ayuk
you used to.
Is good. Yeah. I mean, so I don't think – I think 10 is too high. But do you think some of this – you mentioned Cam, and obviously we see the connections between him and Purdy. But do you also think beyond just maybe if there's any personal jealousy that there could be just feeling like Purdy's getting too much love?
Yeah. And that's where it comes from. That's what I was saying, Chris. Like, to be mentioned with Joe Montana, well, no matter who it is, like, Cam is sitting there going, what? They're saying he's Joe Montana. You know, like, and it doesn't matter, like, to what degree, you know, nobody's saying he has the stats or he hasn't won anything, right. but just to even be mentioned in that breath, I'm sure that's part of it and some of the stuff that might be there. And this is the difference between Chris Broussard making a comment who's not an NFL quarterback, who doesn't have any skin in the game compared to a guy who won an MVP, you know what I mean, who excelled at a high level and is looking at this other Mr. Irrelevant kid and they're going gaga over him because he has this great bunch of weapons and a scheme that worked with, it seemed, any quarterback they put in it. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to...
Well, not be... And again, I'm not saying he's jealous. It's your take.
That's my take.
It's a crazy take. But he might not be removed enough from the game. I will say this. A lot of athletes I see, Greg Jennings, who's on our radio show and on First Things First movie,
right.
Some of the guys on ESPN, Ryan Clark, all these guys. I do think, though, a lot of these guys are objective. Ryan has been critical at times of Mike Tomlin, even
you
as
think Dan Orlovsky's critical when talking about the Lions or Stafford? I'm just asking.
Well, clearly is Stafford is his guy, right? Okay. I give you that. But I think overall Orlovsky does a good job.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I think it's hard for him too. And he played for the Lions as well.
And
like,
he shares that
I'm just saying.
But I think overall he does a really good job. Marcus Spears, I think guys do a good job. But maybe if this is a case of maybe not quite being removed enough, you know, from the game. Remember RG3 was talking, I can't remember what team it was that might need a quarterback. It might have been the Browns when you know, Deshaun or guys got, I don't think it was them. But somebody was kind of in need. Remember he threw his name out there?
Right, yep.
Like,
dude, you
RG3,
haven't played in 8 years. What?
Right.
Or whatever
and
it is.
So
it hasn't been that long.
Those are situations we know Cam would like to be playing. And to be honest, Rob, I wouldn't doubt. In fact, I probably bet on it. That Cam does maybe feel like if I was in San Francisco.
There you go, Chris. You
with
just
McCaffrey,
hit it.
With Debo,
yep.
With Kittle. With Ayuk.
With the offensive scheme that they have, I could play
that. And then some.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I don't think he could, Rob, because he doesn't throw it like Purdy.
But I'm just saying, I think
he may feel that way.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop.
I thought
you know
we closed the barbershop down.
You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk here on The Odd Couple. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from this very TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studio because there's someone in the building who has a budding romance, okay? There's a lot of exchanging.
It ain't me.
Love is in the air.
Voice messages and text messages.
Rob, when'd you go to Atlanta again? What happened?
No, that ain't me. Usually, the only time I'm in, I got a romance going is after she gets the approval on my MasterCard.
Oh, gosh.
Well, anyways, it's not Rob Parker, apparently, but there's somebody in the building.
And the other two are married.
And it's a budding romance, right?
Yeah,
and,
two married. That's right. I mean, where else? It's got to be Alex.
The vibes are immaculate. That's all I'm going to say. The
wow.
There's definitely a both sides are feeling this right now.
Really?
Wow.
However, it has just come to our attention.
Alex, is it over?
That the other... person, the other party to this romantic situation.
She's not an anime. It's all over.
Not only does she have a boyfriend.
What?
She lives with him.
Oh, what?
So here's the question.
Oh, my God.
Is that person now obligated to take a step back, or does he just got to come harder?
No, Alex, come on.
So you're talking about
Alex.
Alex.
The girl did not say Alex.
There was no name.
That's how you want to interpret it.
There was no name specified on the show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The guy that's
the guy who has long hair and an MLB shirt on.
The girl's living with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Right. Well, I think personally, you just got to. So you're feeling her. Is she giving you vibes and she's feeling
so
you?
May I add to the insight of the story?
It is.
Can I add a little bit more, CB?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let me text him real quick to get the info. Okay, just got it back from him. So basically what happened is they met each other at Whole Foods, right? Hold on.
Right.
That's a wrong grammar right there. And when they met each other, basically sparks fly, CB. You've seen rom-coms. You've seen how something just happens. You can't explain it. It's probably the whole faith aspect, love God, right?
Right.
So... we started hitting it off. I'm sorry. He says we. I'm reading this off here.
Yes, okay.
He says we hit it off, and the entire time it has been nothing but sensational. Both sides are in on this. It's just everything's positive, right?
It can't be.
Hold on. So then he finally found out that she actually is in a relationship, and she is set living with this guy right now. But he took it upon himself to not only not act on anything, but made it very clear that if she is truly interested in something here and feels the same way, or there's something possible that can come from this, he has to wait until she ends it before even trying to pursue it.
Yes.
No, how do you feel about that?
I think that's right. Like, okay. Well, let me add this. So he has confronted her.
Yes, they have both confronted
and
each other.
What did she say? Like, did she
basically,
act like she's...
No, basically, hold on. He's texting me back again. Basically, she is saying that it is absolutely mutual and that she is going to figure some stuff out and handle as appropriate as she needs to.
Well, I this is what scares me about her.
Please.
Should have been out front that she had a boyfriend and she's living with him.
I will say.
This is not like you're dating. You're, like, you're living with somebody like that.
Right,
when you got a vibe in the supermarket, you could easily say, hey, you seem like a cool person, but I want you to know I'm in a relationship, or you know what I mean? I'm like that should have been out front.
Well, if
Chris,
I can jump in, Rob, there was conversations had before this. Then that set guy asked if she was seeing anybody, and she did say yes. So she was up front.
Okay.
But did she say she was living? Not only am I seeing somebody, I'm living
with them. You know what I mean?
That was not divulged until later.
Hold on. He's texting me back, Rob G. No, that was never up front. But it also didn't grow as fast as it did because of a lot of set events.
Right.
And then
she doesn't know if anything's going to
exactly. And then she found out the guy has a podcast. Plug, he says real quick, Shallow Oceans podcast.
Oh,
and
right?
In the podcast, she's been such a super fan. She's listened to every single episode and has now even fallen more in a sense for the guy, because she's saying, hold on, he said, they align. Everything that she believes, her morals, value, God, etc. It's crazy, CB. It's like a rom-com in a sense.
Well,
but,
let me, I have a family member, just in my extended family, young person who hit it off with a guy. And he was really into her, and he was in the same situation. He was living with a girl.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because of the lease, right? That's like, it's not like you just, get up and leave. Because of the lease,
insane.
They had to live together for a few more months.
Right.
The girl in my family waited. They did not date until the other girl moved out.
Right.
Moved out. And so to protect yourself, I would wait to start, dating until that person moved out.
Well, CB,
the girl moves out or the guy moves out.
Yeah, I texted him that, and he said he is full on board with that as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea, amazing. Chris.
And you can stay in touch and, talk on the phone.
Right,
That stuff.
And have her give you a discount at the whole paycheck.
That's definitely been happening.
Right. There you go. But, yeah, it's tough, because, she ain't married. She's just living with him
But living with somebody is a commitment.
No,
you know
it
what I mean?
You're living
with somebody.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.